We back with another one. Today's topic, man, we're gonna talk about being more patient. You know, patience, it gives growth to, you know. Gotta be more patient in this life. Everything moving so fast, you know, so it's just like, with patience, you know, you gotta understand, like, be patient with yourself, because, especially your situation, because everybody's going through different situations, you know, patience is key in this life. It keeps you grounded, especially with situations you go through in life. And I keep addressing that just because everybody is in a different situation. Everybody's in a different realm. Everyone's in a different space. As far as energy, you know, people are up, people are down. But whether you up or down, you have to be patient with yourself, you know. And knowing that if you down right now, in a down space, as far as, like, you know, negative, everything is just going bad, shit just going worse from good, like, it was good at one time, because everybody is not always getting fucked up as far as, like, situations. I mean, yeah, people are getting thrown as far as, like, you know, a rough hand from God, you know, because, you know, everybody ain't blessed like everybody else in this world. Everybody can't be rich. Everybody can't be wealthy, but you can be something. You can be something. You can be comfortable. And I say that just because, you know, people dwell on the negative about what situations instead of looking the good into it. It's just because it's just like, you alive, man. You in a space where God is giving you an opportunity to make it another day. Yeah, your situation is fucked up. Yeah, you going through this, you going through that. This is happening, that is happening. At the end of the day, who gives a fuck? For real. Who gives a fuck about your problems? In my first episode, you know, hey, I said your problems were not that big, you know? But with this patient shit, it's just like, you gotta look, you gotta wait for the good to happen. And you have to put in the work. You gotta put in the work. If you don't put in the work, there's nothing good is gonna happen. You can't just sit around and wait for God to give it to you, because he's not. He can give you the vision, he can give you the motivation, but you have to put the effort in as a human being. You have to put the work in. You have to take those steps. And just those first steps, like, you know, are you gonna do it? You keep saying you're gonna do it, you know? So it's just like, and then plus, God will keep breaking you down. And the reasons bad things will keep happening to your life is because God wants to keep breaking you down. Those people and those situations that are troubling you and all that stuff is because God wants to break you down to see who people are for real when you go through things. Are they really going to be there? Are they really going to be your friend? Are they really going to say they're really your friend, like, as far as being there, helping you out, being that, how you say, that helping hand for you, you know? So it's just like, gotta keep breaking you down just to keep showing you, like, hey, these people aren't for you. Before I bless you, you gotta get rid of these people. You know what I'm saying? These people gotta go. If they don't go, everything, I'm gonna keep breaking you down until you see that this person isn't for you. And this episode is sponsored by Talk Your Shit Podcast. I'm going to leave all links and all socials down in the description below. Make sure y'all follow and subscribe to all the links down below. I'm going to leave everything. We're going to be gaming now. We're going to be doing gaming nights. Follow me on Twitch. Follow me on Kick. We're going to be doing it all. So listen, follow me. Click that link in below and support your boy. Let's go. This situation isn't for you. It don't even have to be a person. It could be a Just like they say in school, people, place, and thing, you know? Those three things. That thing ain't for you. I don't want you to have that. God will tell you that all the time. I don't want you to have that. That's not good for you. I'm going to take it away from you. You don't need it. You know? So it's just like, even with the good. Even with the good, man. Even with the good. Like, he wants you to have things. God does not want you to have things. He wants you to understand things and the value of it. As far as, like, life. Like, not value as far as money. Like, what does this mean to you besides money? As far as, like, if money wasn't even in the picture, would you still want this thing? You know what I'm saying? Or would you still want this person? You know, if money or she didn't have a fat ass, you just like her. her personality. You fell in love with her personality as a person. She may be not the cutest woman in the world, whatever like that, but hey, look at the qualities. She can cook, she can clean, she take care of home, she take care of herself. She's smart. She know money, she's investing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like stuff like that. And I'm just throwing out little scenarios. Just y'all gotta follow me here. You know what I'm saying? We just talking about these things that for the good and the bad, like it's always a plus that's gonna happen. Whether it's good or bad. When it's bad, God keeps giving you the breakdowns. He keeps giving you the negative because everything negative that God throws at you sometimes equals up to a positive. Because he wants you to be at a point where I broke you down to the point where you saw everything. Who wasn't there for you, who you needed, who you thought you needed. Because we make dumbest decisions as human beings. Sometimes we get rid of the people that are supposed to be there, and God is looking at us like, you idiot, I sent this person here for you. But it's okay though, they're gone now. It's too late, you know? Sometimes God does that. He takes away the things that he sent for you, but you thought that was not solidified just because off of your judgment of him breaking you down, as far as negative-wise. Everything has to go bad for it to go good, basically. And it's just like, congratulate yourself. And all saying this, you just gotta congratulate yourself. God don't make no mistakes when it comes to you. That's what you have to understand. He made you so unique out of everybody else that you need to understand your blessings and your talents and your calling. In your lane. And remember, we have to stay in our lane. Because if we don't stay in our lanes, things can go from the highest point of success to the lowest point of success. I've seen it to the best of people around me, because people get caught up in the hype of themselves when you need to stay humble. And you need to uplift the ones that need it. Because everybody doesn't have the vision. Everybody doesn't have your vision. Everybody don't see what you see. Everybody don't feel what you feel. So you have to put it in a space to where they could understand and they can feel you. And in order to make it in this world, you have to know that knowledge is power. Knowledge, the more you know, is just, the more you know, the more it's going to help you in life to get where you want to go. Having knowledge of self and having knowledge of this world and having knowledge of the things that you are involved in, whether it's work, whether it's this podcast, whether it's writing a book, whether it's going to work an extra job, or, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything. It's just, the more you know, it's just, it's a blessing.
To learn every day, basically. To learn every day is a blessing. To be in a space where you could gravitate towards things that you would never even thought you would understand. You know, like money, facts, taxes. It could be anything, man. It's just like getting to know everything around you and getting to know the things that you should be knowing is just amazing. And I think that everybody deserves to have some type of knowledge of themselves and the things that they are involved in. Knowledge is power, guys. Knowledge is so powerful. It keeps you learning every day. The more you know, the more you show, and the more you grow. And I say show because when you get the learning, all that running your mouth, it becomes pointless unless you're doing something with those words. If you're just running amok and just pretending to, say these things that you say you're going to do and don't put them into fruition and putting them into work as far as manifestation, you have to put the work in. You have to put the legwork in. You have to know what to do. You have to know, okay, this is my next move. I'm going to do this now. And when you do it, I want you to understand that when you do these things, you're changing a whole trajectory of your energy, because you're actually doing stuff. When you put the effort in to say, I'm not going to lie anymore to myself, and I'm going to be better, and I'm going to actually do the things that I say I'm going to do, you know, because it's a difference between just saying it and doing it. And everybody knows that. Doers do, sayers say. And that's the thing that I want people to understand the difference of. Just because a lot of people say they're going to do this and do that and do this and do that and do this and do that. But those are just words. Where's the action? Because when you put that knowledge in, action comes with it, because you have everything as far as tools that you need, as far as the knowledge of the things that you want to accomplish. I'm going to win. I'm going to pass that test. I'm going to do this. So you need to do the things necessary to win. As far as action, because action speaks louder than words. But when you have knowledge, and knowledge is power, you put that into fruition, you're going to be the best person and the best version of yourself. Especially when you have the knowledge and you have the action to go behind those words. And that knowledge that you just learned, it keeps you grounded. And it keeps you humble, because now you get to see, okay, I'm in another space. I'm not in that same space anymore. I'm not that same person anymore, because you've knocked down a challenge for yourself. And you actually accomplished it. And people need to understand that, like, that is hard to do. Because people get in their ways all the time. People get in their selfish ways. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, there is no tomorrow. It's only now. Focus on the present. Plan for the future.